Welcome reading Phineas Wade Forum on Facebook. This is Ian and Bob once again, and we're starting the 56th episode of our repagination of Phineas Wake. In this session, we're beginning at the beginning of book 3, page 403.
And chapter 1.
Chapter 1, page 403. Okay, chapter 1 of book 3. Hark! Talk to Elf Catter 10. Can't be sex. Quirk. Pedwar Pimp Foifi Tray. It must be. 12. And Lowell stole o'er the stillness the heartbeats of sleep. White fog bow spans the arch embattled, marked as capsules. The nose of the man who is not like the Nessos. It is self.
Okay. So, now, let's set the stage just a little bit. There's outside inferences, like the tolly or the toll was trying to say, like Bob would call that a tolpa, but we never like to use that, but he would use it that way, of something's going on, that this can't be. The reality that's being presented, that you're seeing right now, can't be. So Hork, no, you got the pedwar pimp of the folly tray, can't be. From the 12, this comes from all the juries, where you give them false evidence and false information and false grand jury stuff, which you can indict a ham sandwich. But that can't be. And so now what's happening is there's a little problem, the nose of a man who was not like the Nathos. Now, go ahead from there, Bob. We're setting a pattern for this recognition that you're going to bump into, but we don't want to give it away, but we want to make sure you kind of get the what's what. What's going on?
Yeah, you referred to tolpa. You mean in the line 2, tolf 2 elf cater? Is that where tolpa
correct.
Was suggested?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
It is, all right. It is self-tinted, wrinkling, ruddled. His kep is a Gorsicone. He am Gascon Titubanti of Tegmine, sub Feggy, whose fixtures are mobiling, so wobbling, be fear my remembrance.
Okay. Now, what this is going over, all the crazy things that are happening right now. This is a Fauci. This is Gorsuch. This is everything's messed up. They can't know who they're going to indent, and then they have to indict once they indent them because everything is tinted. Everything is wrinkled. Everything is ruddled. Everything is crazy. And then you even have Gascon, which is in the news. Just this week, as another big to-do thing, which is ridiculous, as a tribute, like in Hunger Games tribute. And that's what's falling into place, is all this wobbling and the fear. Be fear my remembrance, making reference of a captured picture of a Rembrandt that everybody would recognize. But this is called, they're afraid of the remembrance, meaning they're not remembering the way they should remember. Now, go ahead. We'll figure out who she is in just a second.
Yeah, what does Gascon echo in the news?
It's everywhere, Bob.
What is it?
Carry on. They'll ask a question.
She exhibit next is Anastasia. She has prayings in low delph. See here green egg brooms. What named Blowtooth demand is yon who stares? Gugurtha, he has becco of wild Hindigan. Oh, he hath hornhide, and his now is for you. Pince, the most beautiful of women.
That's not a woman. That's referencing that all the stuff that the low depth, they will, there's no place that they won't go. It's so low. And then the Z here, who's the Z that's in your news these days that came from New York and lost his re-election bid?
No, I don't know. Somebody with the name Z?
Making your references. But go ahead. The green egg brooms. Because the Bluetooth demand of Yahoo stairs. This is the thing that all this frivolity that everybody's arguing didn't occur. It's all been Bluetooth within the. It'll explain it in just a minute with the tech body, with AI, has all been set to be closed. So you won't be able to argue it. And that's what this is laying out here. It's like, it's over, it's done, you're done, it's done, this is done, everything's done. And it's not done because now they're still looking for the wild henchman. No, go ahead. Sorry, we didn't mean to overspeak.
Yeah, I like that. Bluetooth. What name Bluetooth demand is Yon who stares? Okay, now it's a couple lines below. And hips now is for you. Pensei, the most beautiful of women of the Velchen veiled. She would kids to my vault of my palace with obsidian lupus, her ale and her dove suckling, pegamonati or pegamonite. Come not near. Black, switch out. Methought as I was drooping asleep some part in non-land of where's please, and it was when you and they were we, I heard at 0 hours twere the peal of vixen's laughter among midnight's chimes from out the belfry of the cute old speckled church, tolling so faint a goodman drew, as knighthood's unseen violet rendered all animated great British and Irish objects non-viewable to human watchers, save twere perchance a non-sumptuous dreary gleam darkling a down surface of effluvia flow and flow, as again might seem garments of laundry reposing.
Okay. Was it a comma or is it just a nothing? But you're going too far because I was hoping for a period, but we know now you work in commas, Bob, so we'll have to back it up just a little bit. Okay, here's the thing. Everybody's being, you got to go back to the obsidian lupus. This is the whole shift of everything that's abstract. Well, it's almost apocalyptic, or they call it a pagemite, that apocalyptic reference that you can't get back from here. Come not near. The switch out of the end, which is just a little bit ahead of where we are right this second, a little bit ahead of it, but not too far out. But enough that there's bats in the belfry, right?
Yeah. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm having fun reading this. Some glycerine gleamed darkly a down surface of a fluvial flow and flow, as again might seem garments of laundry reposing a leastward close at hand in full expectation. And as I was jogging along in a dream, as dozing I was dawdling, rah! Methought broad tone was heard, and the creepers and the gliders and flivers of the earth breath, and the dance tongues of the wood fires and the hummers in their ground, all vociferated, echoing, Sean, Sean, post the post!
Okay.
A high voice.
Okay. Yeah, post the post. Stop right there. Okay, now, this is the response that humans are doing what they're doing, okay, and then the earth is responding in kind. You see?
Yeah.
See, back in the day, 1,000 years ago, we said, be mindful because thinking thoughts think. Thinking thoughts think. This is an example of the earth tone, broad tone, being exposed. And it's a little bit creepy, and it's a little bit on the slide, on the outside, or the flivers. Oh, Lord, we're having flivers again. The earth breath and the dance tongue. You have to watch that, because now you're coming right back in the situation where the fires start back up and the hammers, that's the earthquake and the ground and viscerating, the echoing. It's over. It's like shaking, quaking, ripping. Isn't there a fault in California?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, this is announcing that. Oh, good. Go ahead.
All vociferated, echoing, Sean, Sean, post the post, with a high voice, and oh, the higher on high, the deeper and low, I heard him so, and lo, me seemed somewhat came of the noise, and somehow might move all murk. Now, 'twas as clumped, now mayhap, when look was light, and now 'twas a slasher, now morn as the glow. In unlitness 'twas in very similitude. Bless me, 'twas his belted lamp. Whom we drink
okay.
with the shed.
Okay. Now, this is announcing the things that I just said happen are gonna happen. See how they did it? Now 'twas its clump. Now it may happen. So they're saying this all is over. It's terrible. It's done. We know it. It's done. We recorded it. Now they say, be careful now, y'all, because this may happen. When you look, you got to watch the light. And then the flasher, now Morin as a glow. That's the significant. We're not trying to be a prognostication of this. We're just trying to give you the wake. But they're trying to pronounce the way that you're going to see the shining night light bright, and it'll be the alliteration of things that may happen. H-A-P. Now you can go about it.
'Twas his belted lamp, whom we dreamt was a shadow. Sure, he's light-sized, the laddo. Blessed moments, O Romans, he's growing to stay. Ah, he who so swayed a will-o'-the-wisp before me, and propped the hand, prompt side to the prose, dressed like an earl in just the correct wear, in the classic Macfriesa coat of far superior ruggedness, and indigo bra, tracked and tramped, and an Irish farrier collar, free swinging with mare-swin lacers from his shouldern, and thick welted brogues on him, hammered to suit the Scots' most public and climate. Iron heels and sparable soles, and his jacket of providence well-provided woolies with a soft rolling wisp of a lapel to it, and great sealing wax buttons, a good helping...
Okay. We got to go for the comma, but the periods are too far and few between. This is laying out the worldwide capacity of the things that are being pronounced, okay? Like you're bringing into the Scots most public and climate, iron heels, sparable souls, and then like souls of men, you see, our feet on the ground. And you have to watch the woolies, because there's going to be insightness of things outside of what you call the human genome experience. And then you're going to have to deal with this sealing wax button, because there's spaces from the lapels that's going to give you a different capacity to see what you're seeing. Welted brogue. That's the whole thing. It's linking it all back together of a worldwide event, not just a U.S. event, which sometimes James Joyce would do specifically coming from the Yarmulke continent.
Right. Meaning America. Yeah, so...
Yes, that's right. Sorry, we should have said that. You're right.
So you're saying this is a wide global view? Is that what you're saying?
Correct. That's right. Opening up to the bigger thing. So it's not just California that's going to fall into the sea, and it's not just New York that's going to have water covering the base of the Statue of Liberty. It's going to be other troublesome issues as we go worldwide.
Oh, right. So we're with a soft...
For the edge of Turnberry... It goes to the edge of Turnberry in Scotland. You know where Turnberry is?
No, but...
That's Trump's golf resort.
Oh, is it?
From Turnberry toward Northumberton.
Yeah, where is Turnberry? Is that in here?
Scotland. Yeah, it says it right there.
Well, it says Scotland. Does it say Turnberry?
Yeah, right down here. The carrot. Oh, we haven't got to that yet. Sorry. You got
to okay, he's coming up. Okay. With a soft rolling lisp of a lapel to it and great sealing wax buttons, a good helping bigger than the slots for them of 22-carat Krasnopopsky red and his invulnerable burlap waistcoat and his popular choker, the magnum set in fort and his loud bohemian toy.
Wait. Turnberry set and fort. The loud bohemian toy, that is one of Trump's toys, and the Damaskers overshirt. Go ahead, we start.
His loud bohemian toy and the Damaskers overshirt he sported inside, a star-spangled zephyr with a decidedly surpliced crinkly-doodle front, with his motto, through dear life embroidered over it in peas, rice, and yegi yolk, O for royal, M for male, RMD, hard cash on the nail, and the most successfully carried ego turnips now you ever. What a perfect...
Okay, wait. Now, this is setting up the international deals that have been going on, specifically in the Biden foolishness, everything they've tried to impeach. Well, now, they did impeach him twice. Everything they've impeached Trump over is now falling back into the people that were laying it into him, which is beyond belief. He's like he's some kind of magic thing that every time they jump on him for something, whoever jumps on him gets indicted for the very thing they said he did. Because it wasn't long they were trying to get Trump's taxes, and then they find out they steal his taxes, present his taxes, and his taxes are perfect. Matter of fact, it was more credible than it should have been credible. Meanwhile, now, you used to go look at Biden taxes and see him off, but now that's mysteriously been disappeared from JoeBiden.com. And then you go to a whole other thing where it's a money raiser. They take those taxes down because they don't match what the laptop says and the SARS report says. And all the little surplus crinkly doodle doodles, they've all it's been embroidered. It's all peas and rice and gedgy yolk. There's going to be a yolk here. And you got to watch for the AM for male. And then who's RMD, Bob?
I don't know.
Okay, look at the big picture. That stands for the one of... Sorry, we can't even say this. Okay, we're going to say it. This is one. AM for male is one of the LLCs that the Bidens used. And RMD is the one where all the hard cash went to from Burisma and from other places. We can't get too far in. We don't need to be... It's not in our best advantage to be too right too often, so we're going to hold back a little bit. We normally don't do that, especially if it's from Romania. Oops. Okay. No, well, okay. Never mind. Better out than in, Carolyn says. Better out than in, Bob.
Right. What a perfect crease. How absolutely carousel. Breaking over the ankle and hugging the shoe heel. Everything the best. None other from... then may the turtles, blessings of God and Mary and Haggis Patrick and Huggis Bridget be soup tumbling all over him. Other than, and may his 100,000 welcome stewed letters relayed one, post chase, multiply, I faith and plotiply, John himself. What a picture primitive. Carry on, I stop there, you want to talk about that, will you?
Well, that's just going into the problems that are going to be exposed, and then those people that aren't dead are going to end up in ankle bracelets. And, you know, it's the whole bay that's been talked about. That probably doesn't need to be laid
the
in
bay?
Here. But,
of what? San Francisco?
Cuba.
Oh, Cuba. Okay, so now we're going to see...
We didn't want to say Guantanamo. We didn't want to say Guantanamo, but
right.
Okay. All right, let me...
So what a picture primitive. We're going to be looking at Sean. Yeah, we're going into a lot of activities by Sean. So
yeah.
It says, had I the concordant wiseheads of Messrs. Gregory and Lyons alongside of Dr. Carpies, and I dare say the Reverend Mr. Mac Dougal's, but I, poor ass... And but is their four-part tinkler's donkey. Yet methought Sean, holy messenger angels be uninterruptedly nudging him among and along the winding ways of random ever. Sean, in proper person, now may all the blue backsliding constellations continue to shape his changeable timetable. Stood before me. So Sean stood
okay,
before me.
Okay, that's a period. That's a period. We'll take a hard period any time. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what's happened is that they're going back into the day of the old ways, like the old strong concordance, that all the wise guys, the people who know things about knowing things, they've laid all this out, and now it's bumping into the lion. That's the queen mother lion bowl. that link with the Dr. Tarpey. Tarpey. Endorsed they. That goes into, you're going now, you're going into proper England with the Dowager and the Duchy, and they're laying out the stuff of the MacDougall. MacDougall is the fall of what was left of, say, Crown Inc. That's a stretch. It's going to be developed here because there are four parts, but you're going to be undone. It's a silly ass. It's a poor ass. That's what they're prescribing here, even though they haven't exactly developed the fall of Crown Inc. A little bit they have, but not completely. Except for whoever that Crown Inc. is now a poor ass, and they got four parts that have been tickling the donkey. Somebody's got a smart ass.
Now, who is Sean? What is Sean referring to?
You'll know in a minute. Don't spoil it.
Okay. And so, Sean stood before me. And I pledge you my agricultural word by the 160 odds, rods, and cones of this even's vision, that young fellow looked the stuff, the belle of Bow's Walk, a prime card if ever was. Pep, now without deceit, it is hardly too much to say he was looking grand, so fired, smart, and much more than his usual health. No mistaking that beamish brow. There was one for you that ne'er would hunch with good Duke Humphrey, but would eat through the months without a sign of an error in him, and then, otherwise rounding, for ale to the lees of Tyrrell. Those Jehovah's oil glances, the heart of the rule.
Okay. Yes, okay. Now you're starting to talk about the change in the environment. And now you're going back to Sean, that's the proper person who can control the blue-black side in constellations, Bob. Mm-hmm. Would that be the Galileo? Would that be the resting soul of Galileo? Or is it the resting position of the odd rod of what you see? Because you can't see what the Bell of the Bows implies. Bo Biden.
Mm.
Bo Biden was involved in all kinds of nasty stuff. However, deceased will come up in the prime cards. And so now, without the deceit, when it's all clearly lined out and what you're picking out, everything's looking grand, hey, it's so fired smart, it looked good, it sounded good, it was worth, but it was not more than his usual health. Mm-hmm. Now, you've mistaken the beamish brow. So now what's happening is they've nudged it into the Duke Humphrey. Who is Duke Humphrey, Bob?
Don't know who that would be.
Who is killing themselves to bring all the charges against the Biden crime family? There you go. It's a rhetorical tort that they're trying
you
to
mean pin. Jordan?
You'll see it. Yes, of course. Very good.
But are you saying that Sean is Beau Biden?
No, we didn't say that. We're going to develop that. But there's the other issues. Bo is Bo and the Bell of Bows. The other is not. So we didn't discuss that yet because we want to hold it for a second because that's kind of like the game Clue. It was the butler with the pipe in the library. You can't give it all away if you do that. But it's developing to quite a crescendo here.
Okay. Those Jehovial oil glances, the heart of the rule, and hit the hen coop. He was immense, topping swell, for he was after having a great time of it at 24 hours every moment matters malt site in a porterhouse, Scotch Frank, if you want to know, St. Lozenge of Tools, the Wheel of Fortune, leave your clubs in the hall and wait on yourself. Is that the golf clubs? Leave your
it
clubs
is. And this
the
is,
hall.
And this is all about the running wild crazy with the whores and the dope and the smack and the pills and the drills and the bills and all that foolishness. And they all just went butt fucking crazy. And they're all saying the Wheel of Fortune while he's drawing millions and millions of dollars, paying $50,000 a month to his daddy while, classified documents were in the house supposedly that he was renting for $50,000 a month. The weight of launder money back to Jill and Joe without it being too much of an exposed issue. Meanwhile, it has already gone through 20 LLCs to convert it. So it's quite a porterhouse of a skunk, Frank.
Right. Leave your clubs in the hall and wait on yourself. No chucks for walnut ketchups, Lazenby's and chutney graspers. The house that once Queen of Bristol and Balrothery twice admired because her front door looked up Dacen Street, where in the side...
Wait. Go back. So now you're getting your little buddy. Who's your little buddy? The old guy that's looking at, he's being very precise about all of the fields of particular. Mr. Grassley. Yeah.
Chuck
Grassley. Mr. Grassley.
Yeah.
And then they're going on and on and on. Now you gotta go, oh, you gotta go to flip the house now. Now you're going to the old Queen of Bristol and Balrothy. Because now you're going to bring all this mess back into the crown, or what's left of what was the crown, to those other sides from the Bristol edge.
All right. The house the once Queen of Bristol and Balrothery twice admired because her front door looked up Dacen Street, where in the sight of lovely eyes, while his knives of hearts made havoc, he had recruited his strength by meals of spadefuls of mounted food, in anticipation of the feast of table napkins, constituting his three-partite principal meals, plus a collation, his breakfast at first, a bless us, O blood and thirsty orange, next a half of a pint of pecan with new old googs, and a segment of rice plummy padding, met of sunder sugar, and some cold forsaken steak petrified from the bat-black night o'erflown then, without prejuice to effectuals, came along merrily his stockpot dinner of a half a pound, a round steak, very rare, Blong's best from Porter Lincoln's butchery, with a side of ricey PC and Corkshire a la Malong and bacon, with a little mar pliche, a pair of chops.
Okay. No. Okay, that's good. We can stop right there completely. Because you're going into the next thing, because when you get to the Margareta, that's a different conversation. So that's too far ahead. We're a little bit ahead here. But these are the prison meals that the Biden family will get if they're not executed. And it kind of goes without prejudice or eventuals. And they're going into the deal and they're changing up the stock pot of what's left of what they're running into or out of as a count flies. So That's kind of give you the oversight of what's really being said and then really what's not being said. Because what they're not saying is that, oh, everything's fine. It's just Russian disinformation. There ain't no money problems. There ain't no laptop. I got 50 people that said that wasn't true, and I paid every one of them to say it's not true. So this is the licking that's coming along to say, wait a minute. There's too much smoke for there not to be a flame of a fire. And then you start asking questions like, which is going into the wig right there, and say, where did you get your money from? Where did your belly licker get the lock from? Where did all this come from? Did you have a company? Did you run something? Did you do something? Did you have a house of ill repute? Is that where the resources came from that you would find your way so pleasantly produced? So pleasantly pursues into this continual position of a ratbacker's row like that. So,
all right, it's
pretty interesting how to play that. Well, we are a little off, but we're going to just stay. Just hold on. Let's ask some questions. Let's get this thing going.
Yeah, so we're at the a pair of chops and thrown in from the silver grid by the proprietress of the roastery, who lives on the hill. That's about where we got, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The roast.
Which is a little bit other the way we do pagination, but we had to finish it but not get too far ahead.
Yeah, you still need to make your adjustments.
We are. Just give it a minute. Okay. I have some questions. Yes, I unmute everybody.
Yeah.
All participants are now unmuted.
You can start talking.
Yay, start talking.
That's better.
Yeah, we had to change it up a little bit. We were out of time.
And the obsidian reference there, does that link to the Osterham key?
No, not yet. It will. Oh, Lord. It will, but it hasn't yet. It will, but it hasn't yet. It's closer to the Osterhagen key.
Right.
It's closer.
So the obsidian lupus, is that looping back into something?
No. It's the lapis. It's the mineral, the lapis. Lapis is Zulu.
Uh-huh.
It'll come up. That'll be some treasures that they're unfinding. Finding, unfinding. Bob, whoever's got the snorts, you're going to have to mute them, baby, because it's just too much. We can't take it.
Okay. Where is that, Nick?
On page 403, Bob, about 5-6 lines down. Oops, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's about 12-14 lines down.
what are the words we're looking at?
The obsidian.
It's the, Bob, it's the 37th word on the last, next to the last page. It's the 37th word on the next to the last page.
It starts off, Bob, she would kids to my vaults of my palace with obsidian lupus there.
Yeah, I got it.
Hmm.
All right. That's 9 lines from the bottom.
Oh, okay. Well, that's easier to say it that way.
Yeah.
You should have said it that way to start with. That's easy.
Should have, And then the other reference on page 404 there, and is that does that relate to being caught up in a loop?
Looping.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where is that?
Okay.
Where is it, Burke? You got to say where it is.
That's Nick, Bob. And I was jogging along in a dream as dozing as I was dawdling, Arar met, and then was heard, and the creepers of the gut. So does that loop in, is that where people are stuck in a loop?
No, it's where they keep saying the same thing over and over and over again. It doesn't apply, and it's not the case. And now everybody's realizing, that's not goddamn true. What the hell are you talking about? It's a lie. The whole thing is a lie. That kid on the Orcas gets on the thing in line. The border's closed. Everything's fine. There's nothing to see here, y'all. Carry on. We got money to spend. Don't mean distracting us. The Vice President Kamala Wala 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 is doing a great job as the borders are. Stop. Don't mean picking on her. Just because she can't talk right don't mean she can't speak at all. And then it becomes a looping, distractionable reference that everything is the distraction of what's really going on or what's really going down or what's about to be impenetrably exposed. That's what you're bumping into. That's what's being laid out. But see, we don't want to spoil it because there's a plot to this, so we don't want to mess it up. And this is kind of an in-between time between itch and scratch. That place where you know it itches, but you don't know where to scratch it. But if you scratch it, then everything will start itching. You don't want to spoil that. That's what they're making reference to. Not indirectly. It's very directly, but you don't know where the itch is yet. That's the point.
Yeah. Thank you, Ian. Thanks, Bob.
Yes, sir.
You're welcome. Ian, what's this Gascon on page 403 at the
second paragraph? That's your senator, your housemate, the housemate that was elected who's now been arraigned and going to be drawn and quartered. When he says, no, 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 he didn't do anything wrong. He just took the money and bought marijuana cigarettes instead of paying his people for his dues or whatever, from his housemate thing that he misappropriated finance rules of how you handle money for your campaign. You can't use that personally. So they indicted him, and he comes out screaming that of what he really knows is a problem. He is that representative from guess where?
New York City.
Yeah, the George guy. His name's George.
Santos.
George Hunter?
Santos.
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 Yeah.
The actual words they use.
Also on page 403, the hornhead, hornhide, is is that
what line, Evan?
Well, it's in the middle of the page.
That's familiar.
There it is.
It's 6,483 lines from the second chapter of the little book.
Okay, it's 12 lines down, and it starts with the Gurgathal, Gurgathal, he hath become a wild Hindingen. He hath who, he hath hornhide. For some reason that Leopold came up, but what was the hornhide?
Okay, that represents the oligarch. And we didn't say who the oligarch was. You know, it's clever like that. Neither did James Joyce. He inferred that it was the present, powers that be. But it wasn't pronounced that way. See what I mean? So would it be Henrietta? Would it be Henrietta? No, well, maybe, that's what he said. But basically, it's pointing out whoever's in charge is responsible, and whoever's responsible is in for a whipping, I guess is the way to say that. Spanking. They're going to get a spanking.
Yeah, Henrietta is the wife of Leopold II.
Yes, that's great. We acknowledge it, but wait, James Joyce is saying it's like that condition when that was taking place. He didn't say that was that time frame. He's making reference that there might be another Leopold-ish issue that gets played out the same way. That's what's being inferred. It hasn't been stated yet, but it's been inferred. So you have to watch the plot. So this may turn into Agatha Christie before it's over with.
And what did you say, Evan? What were you pointing out?
What was just something, because Leopold came up for me around that, and you were saying that that's something around his wife.
Yeah.
But the next sentence is, and his now is for you. Is that, what does that message
brings mean? It brings it into this now time. The now time, which it may not be Leopold II, but it would be what Leopold's reign represents now. Yes, that's
right.
Exactly what we said.
Okay.
So it hasn't played up or out yet, but it's been exposed. So basically what James is trying to say or point out here, is yes, there has been a grand jury that has been sequestered, and yes, lots of questions are coming up, and there might involve some SARS reports, suspicious activity reports, and yes, it's not just Hunter Biden. We thought he was the bastion of every evil, nasty thing that ever occurred in planet Earth, including the documentable evidence from a Russian disinformation campaign that all jumped into a couple of laptops and dropped in Delaware on a bad day when they couldn't remember when he signed the piece of paper that says, if you don't pick this shit up, it belongs to me, Mr. Computer Man, to find out that there's a problem that it then has to go to a Justice Department and the FBI, CIA, EBD, DADB, EIO, sits there for 3 years to figure out how we're going to make this Russian disinformation campaign disappear when it links up all the people that had emails that sent back and forth, that you can do the IP address and track those emails to see that it came from this person to that person and this person to that person. So everybody that's in Burisma wasn't emailing somebody from Russian disinformation campaign. And so now it's coming in back to it. This isn't very logical. And their only answer is, as in presented in the wake, is, there's nothing to see here. There's nothing going on. It's just some foolishness. We're not that smart. We can't get $38 million out of Burisma and Romania. Oh, wait, that is again. We can't do that. Don't worry. That's just ridiculous. You know, that's ridiculous. Don't even think like that.
But, Ian, does this say that this is coming full circle then?
It is already full circle. But we knew that all along. That's the whole point. Now, you can take a historical reference from Trump. Now, you may like Trump, you may not like Trump. That's not the conversation here. What's being laid out here is that everything that they hit it then comes back and splashes them in the face.
Mm.
Right? Mm. Only Bob would understand that. He's very good at this.
Yeah, thank you. So well, and there was another
when they attack Trump on something, that's what gets on them, which is ridiculous. Mm. You can't have that many uncanny odds, except those laid out in the wake. That worked out very well all the way through. Lots of different scenarios where they always seem to win. Go ahead.
You made a reference here of for royal. This is on page 404, Bob. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 from the bottom. Or for royal AM and for male, and then RMD. Now the male part was, I'm sure you said something about the royal mail or something to do with the postmaster. Mm-hmm. What's in there?
Same thing. That's just for making the reference of how it's going to be tracked or known or listed say done or undone. It becomes, No. That's the stare decisis. Starry decisive. You'll find that out.
I didn't hear that last word with a D. Starry decisive.
Starry decisive. Ask Bob. He's very good with Latin. Bob is excellent with Latin. He taught Carolyn everything she knows about Latin, didn't you, Bob?
Yes. I knew mon cheri.
It's French.
and then he followed after Mon Cheri. No eye.
And no comma.
Something like a Tillery. Bob. Bob, you read the wake beautifully today, by the way.
You've got to note the comma issue. It'll come up again. We promise if you follow this, you may never listen to it again, and we wouldn't really blame you. But if you do, you'll find out that the comma inference is very spectacular within the Joycean movement particular. Yes.
And 22 got mentioned. That's always a standout. That's, that's about 14 lines from the bottom.
Which page, Bob?
That's the number of indictments that the grand jury will be giving a true bill on.
Okay.
22 carat.
Yeah, 22.
There's a nice line at the top of 404, which I know Bob enjoyed. Some glistery gleam darkling adown surface of a fluvial phloem flow. What would that be, Ian?
That's the magic money that comes from the magic house that goes into the magic LLCs that moves to the magic other LLCs that goes to the magical villa particulars that the magical family and the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, those dogs, you know those dogs that were biting everybody in the White House? They were great grantors in those trust accounts. The dogs were great until they started biting people. And so then they had to be moved over. So they were the representative with a true, exact, irrevocable trust that the dogs were in charge of. But this is odd because they weren't the grantors. They were the actual trustees in this particular account. So it's pretty exciting when you can get a trust attorney to make a dog the trustee of a trust from the legal Burisma twirl from a Chinese Gazprom Ukrainian debacle that went through Romania that the Swiss Guard oversaw and approved and said, Hell yes, pay that man. I'd buy that for a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar. Rest, as they say, in history.
So even Biden's pets are millionaires.
Oh, at least. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, but only in Delaware. Everything's in Delaware. There's nothing going on in Washington. Everything he does is done is in Delaware. So that's it.
And after what you just said, no mistaking that Beamish brow.
That's right. That's exactly right. Precisely. Precisely. And that's what's coming down. That's what's coming down now. See, that's what's happening now. And we're a little bit above our skis. But we want to give enough preface so that it makes sense. Because beforehand, what we were doing is what happened the week before. And that week is caught up to what's happening now, which may be more insightful as you're engaging it. May not be as much fun, but we got to see. Because in the rearview mirror, it's kind of a real cliche archetype. Bob can tell you everything you want to know. Cliched archetypes. He can tell you all about those. But now, go ahead, Bert.
Line 5. In low store, the stillness, the heartbeat of sleep. Can you describe what that is?
What page?
That's where.
Page 403.
Okay.
Where it's line.
This is Good Morning America's version of There's Nothing to See Here. Everybody take a nap. There's nothing serious. Anybody's done nothing. There's nothing going on. I don't know why y'all are still talking about Donald J. Trump. He didn't do anything. There's nothing here. He's just hollering and screaming and MAGA, 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 Biggie, MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. What are you talking about? There's no here. There's been, and then Al Roker comes in and says, well, how do you feel about all this? Oh, well, I feel fine. Everything's going to be fine. Paul, thank goodness. Well, a case just missed. Everything's fine. As long as Al Roker's down at the bottom of it, we're going to be good. And then Whoopi Goldberg, she's got it all solved. She's going to go with Ted Danson on this one.
So, Ayn, you talk about the cliched archetype. The British one is the Wars of the Roses, the York Correct. Versus the Lancasters. What would be Lancaster, in America? The Kennedys versus the Roosevelts? What's the dialect?
No. This is Henry Kissinger against the Rothschild. Kissinger against the Rothschild. Because the vice president didn't really have much pull in those days, did he, Bob?
No. That was Spiro Agnew. Good. He attempted to have some pull. They got right in front of him.
Excellent. And look, the Wake picked that up and parsed that immediately all the way before or after the Warren Commission was ever even finished.
Yeah.
His outcome, if you could look at it, you could solve it and it wouldn't be a question. They still don't have it definitively.
So, right. Yeah, this is more accurate than the Warren Commission.
Correct. Which is a joke. I mean, because it's like, okay. And so, Nelson Rockefeller was supposed to do what? We're not sure. He was really busy, though. But we're not quite sure. So, it's like, okay. Let us know.
Well, Dr. Beter had the Rockefellers versus the Rothschilds with Kissinger in between. You're saying it's Kissinger against the Rothschilds. Now, they did knock off the Rockefellers, so ends up Kissinger's left over to take on the Rothschilds.
But that knock it over business was nothing to do about that. The knock it over business was like, you can't have the power. So now you're going to find yourself back in the seat of Barry Goldwater. That's a different conversation. And
Ralph Nader.
Poor Ralph Nader. Don't be so hard on him. He's doing all right.
Y'all kept him
on the prayer list. That's all you should
do. Ralph is just an Evan sinner away.
Yeah, he's quoting That's the so Kindles. Lucky. He's quoting the Kindles now. That is good. It's good to, make the roll call anyway. This thing is going to go viral-ish. Instead of things going viral with Bob, they go viral-ish. It's a viral-ish layout.
So what are you trying to say, Evan?
On page 404, 12 lines down, When look was light, and now 'twas a flasher. Now Morin as a glow. Oh, in the unlitness, 'twas in the similitude, bless me, 'twas his belted lamp. What is that referring to?
It's making reference that, the best sanitizer is sunshine, vitamin D. And so all this now is being exposed, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's coming to light. And once it becomes exposed, it brings out everything from the night and makes it be known so that there's no question of polity what went down. You're basically, with the light, with the sunshine, you're recreating the scene of the crime.
Evan, in traditional Joyce criticism, Sean is wearing a lamp. He's the postman, and he's traveling around delivering the mail, and he's got a lamp on his belt or something.
So, Ian, was Joyce accessing, illuminating
the crooked way, and he's trying to make the crooked way straight. But we didn't want to say that like that because we don't want to spoil it yet. We'll see. You know, it's coming.
And Sean, the postman, is the central character. Okay.
Yeah, what you have is H.C.E. is in trouble. So his wife, Anna Olivia Plurbel, writes a letter, explaining how they got it all wrong about her husband. And so her creative, artistic son, Shem, lives in the lowlife, bohemian guy, he actually does the writing of the letter. I guess she dictates it. He writes it out in his poetic way. Then they give it to the straight son, Sean, the postman, to deliver it to the authorities. So the whole thing, the whole book is about delivery of the letter. When will the letter show up? And what will happen? Will it, save the husband, the father? That's the main
point. And that main point now turns into the grand jury giving a true bill to the counts to... Okay, let's say it this way. A president of the United States when you pardon somebody, I guess you pardon them. They can pardon somebody the same way Gerald Ford pardoned Nixon. You can do that. And even Biden could pardon Hunter and Bo... posthumously. I don't know if Bo needs a posthumous pardon, but yep, there's some nastiness going on there too. Then you turn on a little bit, but the one thing that you have a really hard, terrible time with is having a president pardon himself. unless he's experiencing an incredible amount of flatulence that seems to be uncontrollable.
So the letter becomes a metaphor for information hunting in the electric age, So
for a true bill in an indictment. The letter is the information.
The document that everybody's looking for. Sidney Powell's got some documents,
And the one that Comer can't find, it's not classified, that Chuck Grassley's about to have a gizgasm over it and even have the number of it because they got a leaker. Now the leaking leaker's got a leak, and now they're leaking on the other side because they're like, wait a minute, my leak's bigger than your leak. I can take a leak bigger than your leak. What's all this leaking about? We're going to leak the leak. We're going to leak the leaker. I'm the leak leaker, and I'm going to leak more leaking than you got. I'm tired of it. There we go. Oh, this has been great fun. We've had great fun, y'all. Mm. Did you get a little something tonight? Hope you did. Hope you got all of that.
Let me add this, Ion. As you go, the secret letter is actually, what they're trying to get is the number of my bank account in Maybank. That's what they're looking for.
It's posted on every building in Kuala Lumpur. I just drive by.
That's right. Well, thank you very much, Ion.
Happy day. You're very welcome. Maybe you'll get 3 or 4 likes on this one, Bob. We sure hope so. Maybe so.
Thanks, Ion.
Thanks, Ion.
Thanks, Ion.
You're welcome always.